Welcome to the Dr. John Day Show, a cardiologist's guide to real food, real living, and real happiness. Are you struggling with losing weight, fatigue, depression, or conditions that have you on medications? Is your health good, but heart disease or cancer run in your family? Most medical conditions are reversible or preventable. There is a better way to live. Let Dr. Day help you to feel younger today.
Hi, this is Dr. John Day. I have a quick disclosure my lawyer wants me to do before we start the show. On this show, I share general information, not medical advice. I am not your doctor. And do not self-diagnose or treat based on anything you hear on this show. Now that we're done with the disclosure, let's get started. Hi, this is Dr. John Day, and welcome to the Dr. John Day Show. This is podcast number 9. 5 ways to lower your cholesterol without medications. I once had high cholesterol. My total cholesterol was 211, that's milligrams per deciliters, and I even had to put myself on a low-dose statin. In that case, I used Lipitor, which is also known as atorvastatin, to treat this. Like most of my cardiology colleagues, I thought at the time that statins were the answer to heart disease. It's actually quite interesting, but it wasn't too long ago. It's not as much now as it used to be with some of the controversy around these statin cholesterol-lowering medications. But a number of years back, I remember at the major cardiology meetings that oftentimes cardiologists would say that we should just put statins into the drinking water. So I started taking my statin. Several weeks later, while playing competitive basketball, I tore my calf muscle. I remember I was screaming in agony. My friends had to help me off the court. I could barely walk. And I torn the calf muscle. And this was something that I had never done before. And even to this day, I have never had a muscle tear like that before. I did stop my statin after that. I was only on the statin for a few weeks, and I stopped it, and it really made me wonder, could the statin have been related to the muscle tear? And I've heard countless patients tell me how statins make their muscles hurt, and I must admit, prior to my own experience, and to be honest with you, like most cardiologists, I wasn't so convinced that all of these patients were having side effects from statins. Even in our cardiology meetings, they tell us that most of the complaints that patients have with statins, it's all in their head, that statins really aren't that bad, et cetera, et cetera. And that is what I used to think until I tore my calf muscle. It took several weeks for my muscle to heal. I suspected it was a statin, so I stopped taking it like many of my other patients who are prescribed this medication. I thought I would just take my chances. Playing basketball was so important to me at the time. I wasn't about to risk taking any more statin. And as if I gained an awareness of the healing effects of real food, real living, and real happiness, I've started to question why some cultures in the world seem to avoid heart disease. There are cultures or regions in the world where they can keep their cholesterol naturally low without medications. And how low are we talking about? I'm talking about below 150 milligrams per deciliters. And in these cultures where their cholesterol is just naturally low, they're not taking statins, you just don't see cardiovascular disease. These people rarely have heart attacks. Their stroke risk is very low. And they're much less likely to develop dementia or some of the other diseases with aging. Now, I should mention that this target of 150 milligrams per deciliter is far below what the American Heart Association would classify as normal. The American Heart Association goal for total cholesterol, so I'm talking about total cholesterol here, is to try to keep it below 200 milligrams per deciliter. And the average cholesterol in the United States is somewhere around that 200 milligrams per deciliter. It's often been said within the cardiology world that you are only as old as your arteries. And how true this is. If you can keep your pipes clean, you can live a much longer and healthier life. Unfortunately, about half of all adults in the United States do not meet the goal total cholesterol level as established by the American Heart Association. And so if half of our population are not at target, does that mean half of us should all be taking a statin? While cholesterol is by no means the only cause of cardiovascular disease, it is one of the many risk factors that need to be controlled to live a long, healthy life free of chronic diseases. Personally, in my practice, I've never seen a case of coronary heart disease or coronary artery disease. That's where you get a lot of plaque buildup in the arteries of your heart. I've never seen it in my cardiology practice in a patient who is, number one, physically fit, number two, has a total cholesterol of 150 or lower without medications. So if they're physically fit, so exercising, keeping active each day, and their total cholesterol is below 150 without medications, I have never seen a case of plaque buildup in the heart. This same lifestyle that naturally leads to a low cholesterol is also the same lifestyle that can allow us to avoid many of these chronic diseases of aging. Too often, unfortunately, in the medical profession, our default is to just put a patient on a statin. Without sitting down and working with them and explaining what's going on, it's so much easier just to write a prescription for a statin. I know, I was trained in this environment. My mentor shared with me that people just don't change and they can't make lasting changes. And so it's so much easier to just prescribe a pill. What I can tell you is from my practice and working with patients, people can change. That they are willing to change their lives. If you work with them, if you explain to them what's going on, people will change. They don't need to take these statins to get their cholesterol down. The problem with this pill, according to the FDA website, is not only will statins increase your risk of muscle injury, but according to the FDA, they can also cause diabetes or memory loss. There has to be a better way. So how can we keep our arteries free of plaque buildup? While genes do play a role in some people, what I found in my practice is that for most of us, the choice is really up to us. By not smoking, exercising regularly, maintaining an ideal body weight, eating the right foods, keeping our blood pressure under control, and by keeping our cholesterol in check, we can indeed slow the aging process and prevent heart disease. Heart disease does not need to happen. And in fact, 80% of my clinical practice would not even need to see me if they lived this healthy lifestyle. And so the next question is how serious of a problem is cholesterol? As Americans, we are doing a better job at controlling our cholesterol. The average total cholesterol in the U.S. has dropped from about 220, now it's just below 200 over the last 1 to 2 decades. So we've done a great job over the last 10 to 20 years. And with this, there has also been a sharp drop in the number of heart attacks, stents, and bypass surgeries done in the United States. Personally, I think the real goal should be to be physically fit and to have a total cholesterol of less than 150 naturally. And if we can do this, we can virtually put an end to heart attacks. Let me talk a little bit now about trans fats. Trans fats are something that we definitely need to get rid of completely in our diet. There is no minimum safe amount for trans fats. And most of the reduction that we've seen in total cholesterol in the United States over the last 10 to 20 years has really been from getting trans fats out of our diet. Trans fats are primarily found in unhealthy oils and processed foods. Fortunately, thanks to the new laws now in place, the FDA has banned these trans fats from our food supply. The problem is, they're still in our food supply, and that it will take a number of years before this ban goes into effect. So for the next few years, you still have to be very, very, very vigilant about reading the labels if you want to eat processed foods. And until this new trans fat ban kicks in, you can still find trans fats in your favorite processed foods. According to the United States law, if there is less than a half a gram per serving, then food manufacturers can list zero trans fats on their labels. This is wrong. It is not zero trans fats. And this is also very deceptive to people. If you consume a lot of processed foods, you could easily pick up a few grams here, a few grams there of this incredibly toxic and damaging fat. So how can we avoid trans fats? As I mentioned, read the labels closely if you eat anything processed. If it says hydrogenated or partially hydrogenated, avoid it, avoid it, avoid it. There is no safe amount. If you eat out, if there are fried foods, guess what? It's full of trans fats. At home, only use healthy oils like extra virgin olive oil. This is good for salads or low temperature cooking. At high temperature cooking, you can turn that extra virgin olive oil into a trans fat. So if you are cooking at higher temperatures, you may want to look at a different oil. And there are certainly a number of other oils. For example, the organic cold pressed canola oil can be a good oil. There are some other oils, macadamia nut oils, coconut oils. These might be better for high temperature cooking, but you've got to be careful. So let me move now into five simple ways to lower your cholesterol. If your cholesterol is too high and your doctor wants to put you on a statin, don't despair. It is easy to bring down. And let me give you these five ways to get it down. A little disclaimer here, don't just stop your statin medicine. Work with your doctor. If your doctor feels that you are at high risk of a cardiovascular problem, follow their advice. And at the same time, be working on these lifestyle changes. And after 2 to 3 months, ask your doctor to retest your cholesterol. If you're doing everything right, you will see that your cholesterol drops significantly. At least this is what I found in most patients. Then when your numbers are lower, work with your doctor in reducing and potentially even completely eliminating this medication. But don't do it on your own. So, number one, get moving. Regular physical activity will lower your LDL, which is bad cholesterol, and raise your good cholesterol. The effect of exercise is it will lower your LDL by about 30%. That's about the same effect that you can expect from a statin. So get moving, get that cholesterol down. Number two, minimize animal protein. Cholesterol is only found in meat and dairy. You do not need any cholesterol in your diet. Your body will make whatever cholesterol it needs. The meat that I recommend for my patients is fish. Fish is relatively neutral overall when it comes to cholesterol. Yes, fish does ever so slightly raise your LDL or bad cholesterol, but it also raises your good cholesterol, HDL, to help counter that. And fish will significantly lower your triglycerides. So overall with fish, it's about neutral on cholesterol. Your animal meats, that would be your fish, not your fish, that would be your chicken, your beef, your pork, etc. These will all raise your cholesterol. So fish is neutral. Animal meat will raise your cholesterol. Fish, especially the oily fish, is very heart healthy, provided it is low in mercury and other contaminants. So for me, I'm not a big fish eater, but I will eat fish twice a week for health reasons. I like eating the wild Alaskan salmon. I get it from Costco. It works great for us. We enjoy it as a family. I like the salmon because it is a very oily fish, very healthy with minimal mercury and other contaminants. So go with the wild Alaskan salmon. Stay away from the farm-raised salmon. If you do enjoy animal meat, that's okay. eat it occasionally. And if you do eat it, eat only organic grass-fed animal meat. And don't go crazy on your quantities. Make it a special occasion. Number three, eat more fiber. Fiber scrubs the cholesterol out of your body. The more fruits, veggies, nuts, seeds, and legumes you eat, the better. And what's a legume? We're talking about beans and lentils. So these high fiber foods scrub your arteries. Get fiber. It's recommended that we get 30 grams of fiber each day. That's way too low. And surprisingly, only about 20% of Americans even get 30 grams of fiber each day. No wonder we have so many problems with constipation, irritable bowel, diverticulosis, colon cancer, etc. It doesn't have to be this way. If we are eating the proper diet, we should be getting at least 60 grams of fiber each day naturally from our foods. Number four, eat only healthy fats. Nuts and seeds have the healthy fats that our bodies need. For cooking, low temperature cooking that is, stick to healthy fats like extra virgin olive oil. Margarine, vegetable oils, or anything like this is toxic to our bodies. Stay away from margarine. Stay away from your vegetable oils. Stick with the healthy oils. Number five, minimize sugar and processed foods. This is where most of the chronic diseases come from that we are now seeing in the United States. This is not real food. Stick to real food, not stuff made in a factory, sold in a box, can, or a jar. And what I can tell you is since completely changing my lifestyle, I've been able to drop my total cholesterol from 211 to 118. So this is total cholesterol. It went from 211 to 118 without any medications. And I've seen this in many, many of my patients. Many of my patients can drop their total cholesterol 100 points by just changing your lifestyle. I'm now 100% medication free from the daily medications at this point in my life. And I feel great. I feel 10 to 20 years younger. You cannot see this degree of cholesterol lowering from statins alone. Most physicians don't feel that this great of amount of cholesterol lowering is even possible, but it is. I have many patients and I have many lab results that all prove that this can happen. So yes, we can make a difference. We underestimate the true healing power of a healthy lifestyle. How is your cholesterol? Have you had it checked recently? And what are you doing to stay physically fit and to keep your total cholesterol below 150 without any medications? And once again, if you are on medications, work with your physician in trying to get these off or reduced by living a healthy lifestyle, but don't do it on your own. So please leave me a line. What has worked for you? And what are you doing? So you can do this on my website at drjohnday.com. Please let me know what's working for you. Once again, if you enjoy this episode of the podcast, if you enjoy what you are reading on my website, if you are enjoying my newsletter, and I should mention, by the way, that we put things in this newsletter, I share things that you can't find anywhere else on my website. If you enjoy it, please share the love. Share it with your friends, family, co-workers. And also, if you wouldn't mind, go on to iTunes, leave us a review. That helps to keep our podcast noticed so that other people can find it and that they too can live a healthier and happier life. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I look forward to seeing you in our next podcast episode. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. John Day Show. Now is the time for you to live better. Go to drjohnday.com to sign up for Dr. Day's newsletter, daily success tools, and more. It's never too late to change.